Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. My. Hour number two, folks. Hour number two. And very excited to have all of you tuning in with me. Again, just want to say thank you to those that are listening on the Truth Broadcasting Network. Thank you for bringing me into your car, your home, your shop, wherever we might be speaking to you. I just want you to know how much I appreciate it. And if you want to reach out to me, you can do that. Let's see. We've got a WhatsApp that you can reach us at. But if you go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, a lot of different ways to reach out to me, including send me an email. You can do that at pg@pastorgregyoung.com, pg@pastorgregyoung.com. And you'll get an email to me, or pastorgreg@chosengenerationradio.com. That hits me up as well. It's always good to hear from all of my listeners. And welcome to our TECN TV audience. And last week, you made us the number one program on TECN TV. We're 2.2 million listeners. If you listen, 2.2. I'm going to do a redo on live radio here. 2.2 million viewers watched in 2021. I want to welcome my next guest. He's one of the nation's leading free speech attorneys. He's defeated the Food and Drug Administration a remarkable 8 times in federal court, more times than any other attorney in American history, earning him the title of the FDA Dragon Slayer. He's the 2007 recipient of the Cancer Control Society's Humanitarian Award for winning and preserving our great civil rights to life, to liberty, and to health freedoms. He also is the author of the book, The Authoritarians. Encourage you to pick up that book. It is an encyclopedia, ladies and gentlemen, on the history of the administrative state and how it came to be and how we can beat it. Jonathan Emord is my guest, and my honor to welcome him to the program. Jonathan, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be with you.
Well, we want to have one of those conversations about health freedom, and certainly health freedom is under assault in our nation as we speak. And it, you know, I know you were telling me in the green room, it is just, oh man, be angry and do not sin. It is making me very angry when I keep seeing on my, you know, social media news feeds, friends and people I know and their family ending up in hospitals, ending up on respirators, and in some cases not making it. And it's so frustrating, Jonathan, because there are early treatment cures that are working, that have been proven to work. I am the result of one. A year ago, December, I had COVID with double pneumonia and coughing up blood. I don't want to get into my story so much as I want you to talk to us about what you're seeing. And legally, what in the world, what can people start doing? How do we fight back?
Well, when you take a look at the course of this virus, the administration, the Trump administration and the Biden administration emphasized vaccination. The Trump administration actually said that treatments also held out great promise. And, of course, President Trump himself used hydroxychloroquine and a host of antivirals when he became ill. And the Biden administration, in order to maximize, it became their political objective to maximize the number of people who are vaccinated, in order to achieve that objective, they have drowned out and completely censored information pertaining to treatment. And they have emphasized vaccination as the end-all, be-all. Well, we know it's not working because the Omicron virus hits people who are vaccinated and those who are not vaccinated who have natural immunity. And it is beneficial in this sense. It is indicative of the start of the endemic phase, going from the pandemic phase to the endemic phase. The endemic phase is characterized by more contagious but less virulent viral infection. And that's what is happening, and that's the way out through the evolution of the virus. Now, by emphasizing vaccination, to the extent of even dissuading physicians from taking treatment steps when people come into the hospital having been vaccinated, they see a physician once they've contracted Omicron, they're told they're positive, but they're told that because they're vaccinated, their symptoms will be mild, go home and, you know, sleep it off. Well, of course, each person's different, and some of those who are getting this message are likely to have severe complications and die, and many, no doubt, are dying because they are not aware that the most important message everyone should be getting is early treatment, and this administration is not doing its job. It should be making available early treatment. It should not be restricting ivermectin. It should be making it widely available. Paxlovid should be widely available. Monoclonal antibodies should be widely available. Fluvoxamine and hydroxychloroquine. The problem with this approach for the government is that they lose control to individual physicians. We return from a collectivist model advocated by the Biden administration, a one-size-fits-all communist approach to this, to a free-market, individual physician-based method. Now, I talked just on Sunday, I talked to a prominent physician who has to remain nameless, and he said in his hospital, even though he would like to be recommending treatments to all these people coming in, he's strongly dissuaded by the administration in the hospital and by the state board from recommending treatments, and so he's kind of stuck in the position of seeing people wincing as he tells them to go home, but they should be getting treatment. And this approach is going to cost many, many lives.
Well, can I jump in for just a
second? If we emphasize treatment, we would reverse it.
Let me, and if I could just add something, get your thoughts on this, because the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, came out and said that 75% of COVID deaths amongst the vaccinated. Oh, well, it's not the vaccine that's the problem. It's the comorbidities that, you know, that are the issue. So they're in a sideways way saying that people with comorbidities might well have a vaccine reaction problem, and they'll blame it on COVID. Jonathan, that's a scary commentary, don't you think?
Well, the problem with an exclusive vaccination approach is that the vaccine must necessarily be designed for a particular strain of the virus, just like with the flu, how they try to make a flu vaccine, and we have so many different variants of the flu that invariably their chosen vaccine for the year is for the wrong variant that is the variant that is becoming most prolific in society is not the one they planned for. Well, that's kind of what's happening with the vaccine. The vaccine is a good preventive, but it doesn't for the original virus and for the Delta variant even to some extent, but for Omicron, it ain't working, and people are getting sick with the Omicron virus who have been fully vaccinated, who've been vaccinated and double boosted. You know, people are still getting it who are vaccinated. It's the great equalizer. No longer can Biden, with a straight face, although he probably will say it anyway, divide society between vaccinated and unvaccinated. What a stupid thing to do. we're all Americans. We want all Americans able to receive treatments for the disease. We shouldn't be turning people away. We shouldn't be dividing people based on race as to their preference in getting treatments. We shouldn't be dividing people based on their vaccination status as to whether they get to receive medical care or not. This is the kind of division that critical race theory and socialism and communism are notorious for, and they're antithetical to our way of life in this country, to our Constitution. All people are entitled to protection for their lives, their liberty and their property against government action. The government shouldn't be dividing us. Biden should be ashamed of himself. That alone, that decision to divide us alone, no doubt cost many lives, because people were incentivized in the medical community to treat the unvaccinated as the unclean in the Old Testament terms, to be shunned by the erudite and by those who have the mark of another religion on them.
They're
so
also,
this is not the way to treat people.
They're also, I mean, I know a nurse who took the vaccine because she was working there and she believed what they told her. And she went into a cardiac episode and is still very ill today, as a direct result of it. And she's not the only story that I know of that I personally know of.
I can't emphasize enough. I mean, early treatment. When you first get the symptoms, you need to get ivermectin. You need to get Paxlovid. You need to get monoclonal antibodies. You need to get something that is an antiviral to start working on this. And when people are instead told to go home and sleep it off, that's basically telling them you've got a time bomb in you, and it may not blow up and blow your head off. It might just damage your organs, and 50 years from now or 30 years or 20 years from now, you may experience the consequences of the spike proteins running through your body. But we're just going to take that risk. No, that's unacceptable. When someone comes in with this disease, there should be an immediate evaluation, and they should be given treatment right away. And the fact that the Biden administration is not emphasizing treatment because it thinks it'll take away from vaccination, how absurd. Look, we've got over 160 million Americans who have natural immunity. We've got over 60% of the population that has been vaccinated. And the idea that a society that has achieved such enormous immunity and still is getting sick should be denied treatment. The only way out of this is treatment. You can have vaccination, but vaccination is not the answer. The answer is going to depend on treatment. This thing is not going to go away. It's going to go into an endemic phase, and we're going to have that for a long time. And during that endemic phase, you've got to have treatment. And that this administration is filled with such political Luddites that they would rather champion a cause of collectivism with vaccination rather than allow the medical community and individual doctors to address this with their patients is disgraceful. It's worse than that. It is calculated in such a way that necessarily it will cost people's lives.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Jonathan Emord is with us. We're talking about alternatives to the vaccine craze. Back after this, I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You're an attorney with a passion to perform, a drive to be absolutely on your game. With superior resources, serious preparation, and total confidence. Be your best with Thomson Reuters Practical Law.
Dr. Gary Chapman with a Love Language Minute.
Some workaholics are hiding from their spouses. They work long hours so as to avoid confrontations with their wives. They sense that confrontation with her is a lose-lose proposition. He does not want his wife to lose in a confrontation because she will treat him with even greater harshness or withdrawal. He certainly does not want to lose, because this confirms the parental message of his incompetence. So he invests his energy in his vocation, where he has some measure of success and recognition. If you want to pull him away from the job, praise him for his accomplishments. Tell him that you realize that you have been negative toward his work. Tell him that you believe he can both meet your needs and be successful in his vocation. Now you're on his team and will likely find intimacy returning to the marriage.
For more, go to 5lovelanguages.com.
This is Ann Graham Lotz with Daily Light for Daily Living. When was the last time you prayed on your knees? Have you ever prayed on your knees? Try it. The difference your outward position makes in your inner attitude may surprise you. And when you pray, make a habit of giving thanks to God. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude, of thanksgiving despite your circumstances. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." When life throws you a curveball, are you thankful? When your critics watch every move you make, anxious to catch you in something to discredit you, are you thankful? When you're enslaved by a body of pain, a demanding employer, an uncaring parent, are you thankful? Listen to me. Stop viewing God through the lens of your circumstances. Instead, view your circumstances through the lens of God's love and sovereign purpose. Get on your knees in an attitude of gratitude. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure again to have on the program, he is the author of The Authoritarian. And hang on, folks. Right here on my bookshelf, right behind me. Jonathan, you'd be impressed. I was able to reach right back here to my bookshelf and grab your book and show it to our viewing audience, showing it to them right now. It was right back here on one of my top shelves, right next to my audio Holy Bible, and there it is, The Authoritarians. You got to pick up this book, folks. It's just It's incredible. It is, you know, man, it's like an encyclopedia.
Well, thank you for keeping it next to the greatest book on earth.
Amen. 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 Well, we were talking about, you know, that there are alternatives to what it is that they're doing. And, you know, if people listen to my program, they could mistake me for one of these anti-vaxxers. And I'm not. I have two children who were vaccine injured. Okay. But I'm not against them. I've learned through the research and the doctors that have been on here, Jonathan, that there are issues with how it's done. And there are methods that could be being used to fix that. And doggone, well, they won't.
Well, I mean, this is really a question of freedom versus control.
Yeah.
The role of government in this ought to be in making sure that full information is freely available to people and not to be in the business of censorship. Just to make sure that everybody has access to as much information as possible about medical ways of treating this, and doctors should be given the freedom to evaluate individual patients and recommend what's best for them in the circumstances. That's how to save lives. That's the way you save lives. That's the way you maximize the chance that people are going to survive. And sooner or later, everybody is going to get this in one form or another. As we go through the endemic phase, it's going to be more contagious, but it's going to be less virulent and it's less likely to kill people. And what we need is freedom to address it. And when they take our freedom away and big tech censors it, you know, that's not the answer. And right. Like you, I am not against vaccination. I want everybody to have full information on the vaccine.
Yes.
And choose what's best for them.
Yep.
Every person deserves the freedom to make a choice, a personal autonomy choice about what's best for them, what they want to do. We should respect that. Somebody doesn't want the vaccine, let's respect it. When someone does want it, let's respect that. Let's make it available to everybody. Let's make all these treatments available as much as possible
yes.
to everybody.
Yes.
And then let physicians decide what is best for their patients, and patients decide, ultimately, what's best for them with the advice of their own physicians. This was the answer at the beginning of this. Why we took all this freedom away and gave a one-size-fits-all vaccination answer, I don't know. It was horrible. It's an authoritarian approach.
I was just going to say,
trusted in freedom.
It's right here. The answer to why they're doing this, the answer to the question
right
is found
there.
Right here in the book, The Authoritarian. It's right here in the book, and it tells you exactly why they're doing the things that they're doing.
Why Dr. Joe Biden thinks he's Dr. Joe Biden and can tell everybody in the whole country, regardless of their medical condition, that the solution is at hand. It's vaccinate, it's double and triple vaccinate,
right.
It's quadruple vaccinate, but it's vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. And all the lies that were spewed about how people vaccinated cannot transmit the virus, it was so profound that even Justice Kagan made that misrepresentation in oral arguments in the case with the mandates.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... You've got all this misinformation. You've got Sotomayor falsely claiming that 100,000 children are seriously ill with COVID when, in fact, the figure is about 3,500. You have Breyer who falsely stated that 750 million new COVID cases were recorded on January 6th. The population of the United States is 331 million. and the recorded cases on January 6th were 792,000. And then you have Kagan saying the best way to prevent the spread is for people to get vaccinated, and that the second best is to wear masks. Well, the vaccinated can still carry and spread the virus. She's wrong on that.
Right.
And vaccines do not prevent transmission of the virus. Masks, little if any effect on the virus. I mean, masking children is an outrage. They have very few kids get it. When the kids do get it, they have mild symptoms almost universally. Hospitalization is extraordinarily rare. And in addition to that, the masks are not, there's no evidence that is sound that masks are effective in preventing a nanoparticle virus like this from spreading to the population.
Right.
It can pass through a single thread. That's how small it is. So it's absurd to force kids to be, it's child abuse, force kids not to be able to learn because they can't read the ordinary signs of facial expressions, particularly the young ones, real young.
Right.
That's critical that they have that interaction.
No question. Well, and you will avert, you know, a lot of violence by people being able to look and see what kind of facial expression do you have.
It dehumanizes.
It's crazy.
It dehumanizes people. Yep.
All right, we're gonna run out of time in about 2 seconds. The Authoritarian is the name of the book. Jonathan E. Ward is my guest. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Barry McGuire. I'm a car guy here to help you understand God's purpose for your life through the eyes of a layman. You know, people rarely come to the Lord in one conversation. When I first learned that sharing my faith is not an option, I did everything wrong that I could do wrong and still had good results. My biggest mistake and biggest frustration was thinking I failed every time the discussion ended without a decision. I'd get upset with myself, even God, and even with the person I was trying to lead to the Lord. How bad is that? Until I learned God's timing, which is not our timing. Everyone's on a spiritual journey, and only God knows where any individual is on that journey. This is where our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit is so precious. The Holy Spirit is always there before us, ready to use our willing hearts to change the hearts of others. Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone every day closer to Jesus. For help doing that, go to ROTW.com.
It's time now for the Mefford Minute with Janet Mefford.
Someone once made some interesting observations about how the church context changes things. For instance, isn't it strange how 2 hours seems so long when you're at church, but so short when you're at a ball game? Isn't it strange how everyone wants front row tickets to concerts, but they do whatever is possible to sit in the last row at church? And isn't it strange how difficult it is to learn spiritual things to share with others, but how easy it is to learn or repeat gossip? If these situations describe you, maybe it's evidence of a priority problem. When we love the world, its ways are preferable to God's ways, and its priorities can become ours at the expense of God's priorities. But James 4:4 says, "Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." So examine your life and ask yourself, whose friend am I? I'm Janet Mefford.
For more of Janet's perspective, listen to Janet Mefford today or online at janetmefford.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And, you know, we have for a number of years now addressed the issue of what's happening in the corporate boardrooms and the battle that takes place there. We have partnered with an incredible organization, the National Center for Public Policy Research. We've been hosting their guests on our program now for, golly, probably 8 years at least. And one of those individuals is the executive vice president of the National Center for Public Policy Research. He previously served as their general counsel, as well as the director of the center's Free Enterprise Project. And of course, that's how I have known him these many years on the program. I want to welcome Justin Danhoff. And congratulations, by the way. I don't think I ever said that to you, but congratulations on taking on this important and larger role within the National Center for Public Policy Research.
Well, thanks very much, Pastor Greg. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And yeah, there's certainly more challenges out there to take on, that's for sure.
No question about it. I call him Pokem China Joe. Pokem China Joe. But the influence, let's talk a little bit about that, because Thursday night, actually, I'm doing hosting an event out in Palm Springs. We're debuting or we're playing a film called Finding Courage, which is one family's effort to fight back against the Chinese Communist Party journalists who were once propagandists for the Chinese Communist Party, who had an awakening and found a religious experience. They found peace and tranquility, and they were sharing that with others. And the Chinese Communist Party said, no, you can't. They murdered the sister. They tortured the brother for 12 years. And there's undercover video of a lot of the events that took place that they were able to smuggle out, as well as defectors who were at the labor camp that testify as to what happened and why they did what they did in this documentary. It's very powerful. And then we'll have a Q&A and a guest panel as well on Thursday evening, starting at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can watch it all over the country at findingcouragemovie.com. But I set that up. There's a reason I set it up, Justin. How influential would you say the CCP is in our corporate America?
Monumentally influential. Wall Street and the CCP are intricately linked on so many levels, and it's jarring when you think about how evil the Chinese Communist Party is, and their propaganda machines. And one thing, I mean, that's a great title for your documentary, because guess where you can't find courage? In the C-suite of American businesses. There is a deep lack of leadership, a lack of men and women with spines willing to stand up to the Chinese Communist Party. And I mean, look, it's transcendent in American life in so many ways. I mean, look at the companies that are sponsoring the Beijing Olympics coming up next month. You know, you've got everything from, you know, Coca-Cola to Dow Chemical to Bridgestone Tires, right? General Electric, Intel.
Yeah.
They're all happily, you know, sending over their money. And again, Wall Street's the money, and Wall Street is also very, very influential. And it's one of the issues that you and I have discussed before, and we're proceeding with a lawsuit, is when NASDAQ put together their so-called board diversity rule, right? Your listeners may recall that the SEC rubber stamped a rule that the NASDAQ wrote for itself, which will mandate that all of the companies listed on that publicly traded exchange must have two diverse board members. you know, one must be a set aside for a female, even though the left doesn't believe in gender anymore. So that's confusing to me. And the other one needs to be set aside for an underrepresented minority or a member of the LGBTQ plus community.
Right.
Well, immediately they exempted Chinese companies from that requirement that are listed on NASDAQ. Immediately. So, you know,
wow.
Just think about the duplicity of it, that like, even when they're trying to set their own standards, they create a double standard for Chinese companies. That's how much sway that they hold over U.S. financial firms.
It's and then when you stop, I mean, you cannot disconnect the atrocities, whether it's organ vacations, the suffering and persecution of Christians, Falun Gong, Uyghurs, you know, you name it, anybody that dissents over there, anybody that is not on board and towing the line, what they've done relative to taking over. I mean, the crackdown on Hong Kong, their threatened war against Taiwan. I have pastors in Jammu and Kashmir, India, that are, I have some that have been murdered, and members of their congregation murdered, and some taken into slavery. And sadly, I'm going to tell you, some of that is by the Uyghurs and some of that is by the Chinese, but they are pulled back over into China, where they are, you know, tortured and captured, and it's atrocious. Is there a disc? I mean, can you say that American corporate dollars are in no way funding any of that?
Oh, there's no way to assert that, right? It's obvious that, you know, the CCP controls, you know, the mechanisms of industry over there. And, you know, one of the biggest financial firms in America that goes under the radar is an asset manager called BlackRock.
Yeah.
BlackRock is approaching $10 trillion in assets under management. Think about that. That is a stupefying amount of money and influence and power. And it's run by a guy named Larry Fink, okay, who, by the way, wants to be very, very famous. So, you know, remember that name, Larry Fink. Well, what is he doing? He is influencing corporate America in the United States by voting proxies for that $10 trillion. So the shareholder proposals that you and I have talked about for the years,
right,
where the left is trying to move companies even further into their political causes on environment, social, and corporate governance issues. Well, Fink, a couple years ago, changed the model. Passive asset managers did not vote. Because think about that. You're voting on behalf of millions of different investors. How could you possibly do that? You can't ascertain what they all believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And certainly they're going to believe disparate things. Fink doesn't care. He has the legal right, since they manage the money, to vote. So he does. And he votes for all manner of liberal shareholder resolutions, moving American companies further to the political left. While he's doing this, they have increased their foothold in China and their investments in China dramatically. Where do you think that the Chinese companies that they're working with?
All right, so I was looking for new insurance, and a buddy of mine told me about Branch. Branch makes bundling your home and auto super easy, like as little as 30 seconds easy. I didn't believe it at first either. Then I went to ourbranch.com. Just two questions, name and address, and within seconds, I was covered. Branch saved me time and a lot of money. Now that you're in the know, make the switch to Branch. Go to ourbranch.com now. That's OURbranch.com. Branch. Start saving in seconds.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. The limited time Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich is back. Just like you like it.
Give any care whatsoever to environmental concerns or social concerns or governance concerns? Absolutely not. And so, again, here we have one of the biggest financial players in all of the world helping the CCP and helping China while hamstringing American companies with extra onerous costs to comply with Larry Fink's left-wing worldview. It's insane,
wow.
But that's exactly what's happening. And let me tell you, there's precious little anyone is doing about it. We're exposing it. We're filing resolutions with BlackRock. We're showing up at their shareholder meeting. But there is not nearly the pushback against Larry Fink that there needs to be. Because let me tell you, with the amount of money he has and power, he's bought himself a whole lot of influence here on Capitol Hill and in state houses to kind of try and protect himself.
Right. Right. Oh, I'm sure. Well, and unfortunately, I mean, sadly, right? You know, as you said, you know, and no one wants to talk about this. I mean, legitimately, seriously, folks, no one will call out these corporations and about their involvement in funding what's taking place in China and the human atrocities that are happening over there. And nobody, you know, if you say anything about it, Justin, I mean, you know, you're going to be ostracized. You're going to be castigated. They're going to do everything they can to try to silence you. And media won't say anything about it either, is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's again, the courage is rare. So when you see it, you need to embrace it and promote it. So again, I encourage folks to watch the documentary, you know, Finding Courage. But also, when folks like Enes Kanter of the Boston Celtics comes out, we need to embrace that and promote him and give him, you know, airtime and cover his life story, frankly.
Yep.
Which, you know, he understands the atrocities because he's seen them firsthand and he's escaped them.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, you've got to embrace folks like that who understand that America is the, you know, last best hope, right? And
absolutely,
that these types of freedoms, they are slippery and they can slip out of our hands if we don't grasp them first.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Justin Danhof coming up right after this, and we'll give you the website and how you can get involved. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
It is impossible to live victoriously for Christ without courage. Hi there, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Have you ever been around a person of genuine faith? Ever rubbed shoulders with men and women of God who didn't have the word impossible in their vocabulary? There's something about the visionary, the courageous, the genuine risk taker that energizes other people. There's something about seeing that person press on or try something new that makes you want to stretch a bit yourself and consider what you've never considered. Courage. If you lack it, Jesus has plenty to share.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want to encourage you to get over to nationalcenter.org. nationalcenter.org. There are a number of programs that they are involved in. Of course, the Free Enterprise Project is the one that we're talking about today. They're also involved in the Environmental and Enterprise Institute, and that is pushing back against the whole climate change false narrative. And then Project 21, Black Leadership Network. And we have folks from there on with us twice a month. We bring people on from the Project 21 Black Leadership Network to talk about America from the proper perspective and the policies and a variety of different things. And we look at them through those glasses. So nationalcenter.org is where I want you to be sure and check out. And of course, you can find their link at chosengenerationradio.com. And that is in our CG contributors area. Justin, what can, you know, the average person be doing right now to address this issue? We've got an Olympics coming up, and there's a move right now afoot to try to stop the Beijing Games, or at least America's participation in the Beijing Games. But I think there's too many American corporations that are economically invested, and I don't see them changing that. What are your thoughts?
No, yeah, I think that there's a couple things. Look, if you're an investor in, you know, one of the companies we mentioned, and there's more, that, you know, Airbnb is a sponsor, Procter & Gamble's a sponsor, Toyota, Visa. If you're an investor, reach out to investor relations. You'd be surprised. They're very responsive to their shareholders. Because you as a shareholder are the true owner of publicly traded companies. So you have that right. You have that access. Use your access. Use your voice. Reach out and let them know your concern. Let them know that you want to see a statement from the company, that you want to, you know, talk with someone on the phone. And they will. They'll get on the phone with you. They'll chat. And again, you'd be surprised at how responsive they are.
Yeah.
If you're not an investor, but you're a consumer, well, and a customer, guess what? Every single company has something called customer relations. And again, you have the right to contact them, to reach out to them, to express your concerns and see what these humans on the other end of the line have to say to defend their company's actions and go as high up the food chain as you possibly can. Again, as a shareholder, you also have the right to attend every company's annual shareholder meeting. And, a lot of folks make this broad assumption that we have millions and millions of dollars in investments. We don't. We have very little investments in these companies. And the threshold, if you're a Coca-Cola shareholder, I'll Google it while we're let's see. Coca-Cola stock price right now is $59.98. If you have $60, you can buy one share of Coca-Cola right now, and you can go to the Coca-Cola shareholder meeting this year and raise any issue that you want to raise. You need one share. That is the threshold to attend and ask the CEO why.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you investing with the CCP at a time when it's undeniable the atrocities that they're committing on just disgusting level? And see what he says.
Well,
you have that right. And so that's the point, is
getting
conservatives
engaged.
Are really good. Yeah, conservatives are really good at, like, protecting property rights. We're really keen on that, right? Well, a shareholder, that is property. That's your property that you're not using to benefit the causes that you believe in. So that's all I'm saying, is you have opportunities for engagement. They're out there. And guess what, folks? Part of the reason we're losing the cultural battle for the soul of corporate America is because the left is constantly doing this and engaging, right? And so that's a big issue. There's not a gap between the left and the right when it comes to engagement. There's a chasm.
Well, no kidding. Yeah, there is. And we're not going to win the battle in an argument, because they're so indoctrinated. There are those that we can reach, and I try to reach them with logic. One of the other things you can do regarding the games is go to genocidegames.org. Genocidegames.org. And I want to thank those of you that went yesterday, because we did move that number, by the way, from our program on air. So thank you for going to genocidegames.org and signing up. Well, let's move that signatures. Let's get 10,000 signatures at genocidegames.org. What we're trying to do is we're trying to say, hey, the Olympic Games need to be moved. We cannot go to Beijing and allow them to parade around and do parading as if everything's fine, everything's okay, and it's not. We can't do that. Genocidegames.org and sign the petition, and that'll send. I mean, when they see these signatures, I said it yesterday. I think every signature, Justin, on one of these online issues, a signature that you sign, even electronically, in the minds of those looking, that's worth about 100,000 people. It's a big deal. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, look, this is a very simple, easy way to engage. And look, I ran a similar campaign in 2020 when corporate America was opening their billfold as fast as they could to fund Black Lives Matter. You'll recall that. Many of them still are, right?
Yep.
We did a petition campaign, and after 800, that was the 800 signatures went to one company, they called me and emailed me relentlessly until I finally listened. I let them stew for a day and a half or so.
You bet.
And they relented. They said it was a one-time donation. We didn't realize how bad this organization was. We are never funding them again. Now please stop sending emails to our board. Okay, and that was only 800.
Yeah.
Right? So, folks, let's get this campaign going and really, really get those numbers up.
years ago, when I was doing my show in just on a Texas station, we were trying to get Lamar Smith's attention about some issues and some things because we felt that he was being more of a DC conservative than a Texas conservative. And I do want to say Lamar and I have remained friends, and I'm grateful to him because he was very instrumental in getting me the care that I needed at the hospital that I was at to save my life. But that being said, we had a bunch of phone calls going to his office, and the result of those calls was is his communication director coming down to Kerrville and meeting with me for what was going to be 15 minutes turned into over 2 hours, and we developed a friendship, a relationship. I was able to speak to one of his chiefs of staff. I was able to speak to his general counsel, and I was able to develop a relationship with him personally that I value to this day. And it was all a matter of just taking the time to say and explain, not be mad, not call names, not do any of those things, not do any of the crazy stuff, but just have a heart-to-heart conversation and share a perspective, a human perspective. And you know, 202-224-3121, by the way, is the switchboard, and you can get to your congressman or your senator from that number, 202-224-3121. There is a connection between the political world and the corporate world, and you can put pressure on the political and put pressure on the corporate and make both of them make a change. And man, that's what we need. Justin, thank you, thank you, thank you for your long-term dedication to these critically important issues. I wish you the very best and a happy new year. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Next time on Focus on the Family, Dr. Tony Evans explains what it means to have a kingdom marriage under God's authority and for his glory. He shares about maintaining oneness, the importance of having a servant's heart, and how to rebuild a marriage relationship that's been fractured. God's wisdom for your marriage on the next Focus on the Family.
There are contractors, and then there's you.
You got that right.
But what if no one saw your custom cabinetry because they couldn't find your business online?
No.
Yeah. With 99.9% network reliability from Cox Business, you can do more than accomplish everyday tasks. You can connect your craft to your customers and share your handiwork with the world.
Get 50 megs of internet for only $79 per month with a one-year term agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business general terms.
All right, so I was looking for new insurance, and a buddy of mine told me about Branch. Branch makes bundling your home and auto super easy, like as little as 30 seconds easy. I didn't believe it at first either. Then I went to ourbranch.com. Just two questions, name and address, and within seconds, I was covered. Branch saved me time and a lot of money. Now that you're in the know, make the switch to Branch. Go to ourbranch.com now. That's ourbranch.com. Branch. Start saving in seconds.